3 or 4 years. Let's go back. Yeah, this will be for ADP people.
All right, Marty Lurie here on Memories of the Game with Robin Williams. What makes baseball special? The stories. It connects generations of baseball fans. Let's get some of your favorite moments.
My favorite moment. So when Billy Crystal took me to my first game, it was a Mets game. He said, who are you for? I said, the San Franciscos. He said, you know, they have a name. I went, I didn't know that. He said, the Giants. Oh, cool. And we're sitting in the booth, and the first time, and I'm playing a character with him, a Russian baseball coach, saying, we only have left field. And you're trying to protect the homeland. You mean home base. That's very good. And a ball comes in, and a ball had never come into the booth. And even the guys in the booth are going, this is weird. It came to me. So at that moment, I went, this is a nice game, Mr. Crystal. Definitely fun game. Definitely a lot of fun. Real good. 304 hits today. Real nice. But that was my first game, and then 3-4 years ago we bought seats, you know, season tickets. And we've been through a lot, you know, we've seen.
I was there when they lost to the Angels, when Levon suddenly got very upset.
Started Angels when the rally monkey came. Oh, I wanted to hurt that thing. At that point, forget Darwin, I must find that monkey. And then they would do those play movie clips. Well, who gave them the rights to it? It's Disney! They're cheating! Even the mouse. Get off it! The mouse is on something. His head is huge.
What about baseball? Why does it connect generations of fans? Why is it so important to all of us?
I think because it's like memories, like Billy's memories with his father. Everyone's got memories now with my kids, taking them to games. One year I sang the national anthem. And I think it connects people from their memories with their parents. And the game, I never knew it until I started really coming to live games. I mean, I'd seen it on television. I went, that's interesting. I used to make a joke about it. You know, it's slow. But you go to a cricket game, it's over 3 days with tea. So you realize it doesn't take that long. But I kind of went, I get it. Because all of a sudden I had the memory of being with Zach at a game and Cody at a game. And then them, you know, over the years I went, oh, I see. And with Billy, it's, you know, generations have come. And people having, you know, passing the tickets on and people having a specific memory. I went to that game with a family member. It is cool that way. I never realized that till I started to go.
It brings you back to uncomplicated times. No mortgage payments, no wives, no nothing.
Nothing. No alimony. Briefly, it's hot dogs. No, you're right. There is. You're right. There's kind of a sanctuary. You're safe here. Sanctuary. Peanuts. Sanctuary. Moto. And even Lucille. I know the guy who is Lucille. If people don't know, there is a guy inside, but it's okay. For those who don't, it's just a seal. And you start to get to know everybody. You go, oh, and the people over the years, even the short time I've been coming, I know the people in my section. And the lady who does the stats, I mean, and she's keeping track. I'm going, how do you? She's marking down everything. She's keeping records. She knows. It's like Madame Lafarge. She's there, like, if she was knitting the scores, it'd be cool.
And, you know, the other thing is it cuts across all lines of socioeconomic.
Everything. Especially if it's sitting down on the field. If you're in a skybox, which is weird, it's like a Nerf vibrator. Why would you even bother? You want to be on the field. You're down here. I mean, I've never been on the field. Billy got passes for us to come down to the field. I'm going, I've never been here. But if you understand, it's yeah, everybody's there. It's weird here because, you know, as the stadium changes with it was formerly AT&T, now it's like your name here, stadium. But it's still the idea of you and your people. It's everybody. It's all different types of folks. And they're there getting, when things are good, they're, yes! And when they're bad, everyone's kind of quiet. And then when you get other fans coming in, there's a kind of a decency here where they, you know, they heckle each other, but they're still kind of, it's okay, welcome.
And, you know, it's better than TV because, see, you come to the game, you can see everybody.
Big time. And the TV focuses only on the guy wearing the beer siphon hat. Or the lady with the very, you know, the shorts on. You're going, okay, why? You want to show movies? Yeah, and then you see everybody and you can scan out and you do see everybody and you get a chance to kind of, and when it gets exciting, it's really exciting, and then it's like, okay, we're back.
And also radio. Do you ever listen to baseball on the radio?
Yeah, actually. I find, well, because I'll be driving. It's like books on tape. For me, it helps. I get what a lot of people grew up with, you know. How's it go, Bob? And then because they fill you in with a lot more facts in between, because on radio, they have time between. Did you know his mother used to be a man? No, I didn't know that. It's like all of a sudden they're going, 1975, he grew 8 inches. And then he got taller. And it's like they put in the facts in between. You're going, and when you sometimes if you leave early, if you've got to get the kids home, you turn the radio on as soon as you get in the car to go, what, how did, oh, it's out of here. For those of you who left early, you should feel really bad.
But you never miss a beat with baseball. You can tune in and tune out.
Big time. Yeah, you can come back. It is a game designed for, I'll be back, it's okay. Before TiVo, there was baseball. And freeze frame.
I appreciate it, Robin. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm also starting to appreciate it. That's why I'm here.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.